Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We got our first report on the eclipse going through New York City right now from Sean Morash, who is live on the streets of New York City doing the things you shouldn't be doing. If you're driving, keep freaking driving. Don't pull. I mean, you can pull over, but don't stop in the middle of the road. Don't slow down to look. Get your asses off the road if you're going to be an idiot. Now, if you got to get somewhere, like you're heading to Yankee Stadium or you're heading home, this is why Sean's here. Sean, what are you seeing right now?
Well, guys, I am standing at the corner of Greenwich Street and House Stadium, what can only be described as a scene of pure chaos and intrigue. Nobody is in their office building. The sidewalks are packed. People are drinking tall boy beers, staring up into the sun. What? We look up at the rooftops are filled with people. I haven't seen this many people on the streets since New Year's Eve. It is insane out here.
You know what's happening right now, and I get it because I could see it in his eyes. Tiki Barber is having major FOMO right now.
Complete FOMO.
He does not want to be in the studio.
No,
he wants to be outside with you.
I keep looking out the window. Like maybe I could see it, but I realize we're about 10 or 15 degrees too angular. We're angled the wrong way.
Yeah, I will tell you that the direct line of sight for you guys would be out of Spike's office directly to the back. That's the way I've headed. It is behind. And there are a chance of Let's Go Moon that have erupted here. and I am staring out at you. And I made a quip earlier on the show about the West Islip Public Library handing out these glasses. When I tell you, what a product. I mean, I am looking up right now. This is, to me, one of the great astronomical events of all time, if not at least our lifetime. The sun right now, as I look up, is still drenched in traditional yellow uniforms with orange trim. And there is the moon with the white uniforms, gray trim. And the moon has slid over the sun about a third of the way left to right on your radio dial. And it is amazing. Picture your kid taking a bite out of a golden Oreo. That's what it looks like through these glasses. And everybody's bewildered. I don't remember the last one in 2017, but I don't remember this kind of buzz around it. I'm in just adulation. Had I known science was this cool, fellas, I would have paid attention.
So how excited are you to see the full eclipse? Because full as it's going to get, because it's not going to be 99, but it's going to be close.
I am officially as jacked as anybody could be. If you told me I could never have birthday cake again the rest of my life, happy birthday, Tiki, I'd be fine with it if I get the total eclipse here. I'm jealous for those up in Buffalo. They haven't seen a Super Bowl in a long time, but at least they'll get 99 to 100% totality. This is just, This is insane. The glasses work. I can't repeat that again. The glasses unbelievably
so when you,
work.
So you're wearing these glasses. It's obvious.
Yeah.
Because I put them on, I don't see anything. But when you're staring at the sun, you get to see like something cool. What does it look like while you're staring through the glasses?
So again, picture total darkness except one yellow drop right in front of you.
Oh, wow.
That looks like it just keeps getting nibbled on as the moon just inches over and over it. So the moon itself now has gone from more of a gray to a black in my glasses. Motorcycles are speeding by as they stare up into the sky. And yes, it just looks like, again, like a banana now. It just looks like a hanging banana in the sky because the black has taken over the curve of the moon.
Who knew
the moon and sun could dance like this?
Oh, this is as we look out our window. 3 minutes ago, when we were standing at the window, the sun was shining into the building across from us. That sun is now gone. So it's clearly happening.
Tiki.
We're just not experiencing it the way that Sean is experiencing it.
You were very sweet when I missed a bit of the show to go to Mets opening day.
Yeah.
If you want to go down with these glasses, you're more than welcome.
I have the glasses. Tiki, we are one corner down. You probably have another 5 to 10 minutes. Get down here. I'll give you my glasses. You deserve it.
You can go down there. Sean will come back up, and you can give us the live reports.
I will come back up. Tiki, come on. Come down. Gallo will stay. I'm telling you.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Tiki's coming, ladies and gentlemen. Here are the glasses. Take them. Run on downstairs.
Tiki's coming down.
Yeah, Tiki is coming down right now. You could. By the way, Sean, I'm looking over at him as you're talking, and you could see the jealousy in his eyes.
I gotta
witness this. And no offense, like I thought your descriptions were great. Like you did a great job. Can you imagine Tiki on the microphone talking about this?
Oh, of course. This is right. I don't even know what I'm looking at. If you told me that actually was a banana, I'd believe you.
How many people are out there? You said it's like a party atmosphere downstairs in New York City.
I'm removing my glasses to look behind me. There's a guy in a backwards eagle hat. First of all, he can go to hell. has to be behind me at least 300 people. And I look over at the corner, at least another 50 to 75 people.
Wow.
And every corner from there on down is just packed with hundreds of people. I think, Evan, you and Lugie are the only people working in New York City.
I was going to say that. Like, me and Lugie are the only ones that are not leaving our place of work. We're stuck.
I've never seen a New York City event outside of a ticker tape parade like this.
Lugie, if you want, to go down now too?
No, I'd rather talk on the radio.
He's smart.
Marash, what I'm thinking is Tiki's going to go down there and he's going to distract people from the solar eclipse because they're going to want to talk to Tiki and not look at the sun.
I'll tell you why, Lugie. Everybody's got the glasses on. Nobody's recognizable.
So
he will be unrecognizable with the glasses.
Think about it. If you got those glasses on, Lugie, you don't see anything other than the sun when you're staring up.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Pope could walk by. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So people could walk around naked right now and no one would notice, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed the eagle hat, but other than that guy's whole Johnson could have been. I wouldn't have seen it.
Now we're talking to Sean Morash. He's on the scene right now as the eclipse is beginning. I think we've got about 30%, 35% cover at this point.
I would argue more, dude. I think we hit the 50% mark here.
Wow, so it's moving quick. Now, what I've heard is that the peak coverage will be about 325. So we're about 15 minutes away from that complete coverage. Is everybody wearing glasses, or are there people staring without the glasses right now?
All right. Let me remove my glasses and look behind me one more time here.
All right.
I can honestly say, actually, it's probably like 60-40. There are people squinting up without glasses. They probably shouldn't be doing that. We also were told in the elevator coming down, Anthony Gallo from Digital had joined me. We were told by somebody in our company that there was 5 reported retina damages in 2017 of people looking up.
How many?
So we had wondered, 5.
5.
So 5 people with damaged retinas in 2017. Tough year for those people, but I hope that nobody gets banged up here.
I don't mean to be a jerk, but 5 is a microscopic number. We get a thunderstorm, there's going to be, unfortunately, some people that get hurt. We don't make a big deal out of it. I mean, it's 5 freaking people.
Of course, and there is speculation on the streets. Is it a Jet or a Met that gets retina-related injury from looking up to the sun?
I think it's going to be
a very New York sports moment.
It's going to be Josh Hart,
by the way.
It's going to be Josh Hart because he tweeted out, "What do you need these glasses for?" And it's like, "Oh, that's all we need now heading into the playoffs." Josh Hart out with eye injury.
Guys, Tiki's teeth couldn't look whiter. He is smiling ear to ear as he walks down the street here.
So you see Tiki? You see Tiki?
He looks happier than after the Giants beat the Vikings 41-0.
No, I got that sense. Like, I think he wanted to be the professional. He wanted to be up here. But the more he heard you, of all people, talking about how amazing it was, the look in his eye was, I got to see this. And honestly, he's doing the audience a favor. Because Tiki Barber is describing this.
Dove Kramer has joined us. Do you want Tiki on the phone here?
Yes. Right, yeah, we're done with you, Sean. Thank you. There's Sean Morash.
There you go. Hey, what's up?
Tiki, how's it feel to be down there?
This is awesome. I'm telling you, like when you have your glasses off and you're just walking, it seems like it's a normal.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All day, maybe a tad bit cloudy, but you put the glasses on and you look up at the moon, or the sun, I should say, and you see it actually happening. It's spectacular.
So describe what you see when you have those glasses on for all of us that are not outside.
I see absolutely nothing other than a crescent moon that's slowly getting smaller and smaller crescent sun as the moon slowly starts to take over it. It's pretty amazing. What it's isolated. These glasses are cool because it isolates just the sun and the what we assume is the moon, because you can't see the moon. You can only see the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What would you say the coverage is right now of the sun? How much is covered at this point?
I would say 80% of the sun is covered right
now. Wow, we're at 80% already. Holy
crap.
Yeah,
we're getting close. And it's still light outside.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see once it gets 100% covered how dark it gets.
How's the atmosphere outside? Like a Super Bowl? Like a World Series?
There's a ton of people over here. I mean, he was joking that the corner of Greenwich and Houston is packed with people staring up at the sun. This reminds me of the conversation, not the conversation, because I just listened. With Neil deGrasse Tyson, he finishes every episode of "Keep Looking Up." Now I know why.
Wow! Is this your proudest? What's it called when you look at the sky? Astrological moment right now, Tiki?
This is one of them. I've never seen an eclipse before. I don't know what I've done to the other one.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I know we had one. I know we had one like 7 years ago, and I remember, like I said, going outside, but there being too much clouds. I never got to actually see it. But there have been eclipses before.
There have been. I don't think I was as into science as I was then as I am now. And maybe because I'm getting older, my natural curiosity starts to take over things that I never learned about. I want to learn more about. I mean, you knew I wanted to be an astronaut when I was young, and the football got in the way.
Yeah.
Actually, the business school got in the way, and then football got in the way. But this is reigniting a curiosity from my childhood. You know, I was a Challenger kid, so when it exploded, it got me so interested in why they were going up there. And so now that I'm watching this soon to be 97% eclipse, I'm reignited, I think.
Wow, it is getting very dark. I'm looking out, and I'm starting to not see very much sun. What would you say it's at now? You think we're at 90% yet?
No, we're not quite there. We're probably 88, 86 or so percent. But it is getting darker. I'm actually starting to get cold. When I came outside, I was fine with my short sleeve on, but now I feel a little bit chill.
That makes sense. I mean, if the sun's being blocked, like, it's logical that it's going to get a little bit chillier. Wow.
Exactly.
Tiki Barber on the scene live from outside here in New York City as we are dealing with Eclipse 2024. Everybody looking to the sky, seeing something they've never seen before. Keep us posted, Tiki, on any cool stuff. You want to take some phone calls with me while we're here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Actually, I don't know how that works, Lugie. Do I have to put them on hold? How's
no.
that work?
So I figured something out on the board. Just punch the caller in. We should be good.
All right, cool. We're doing a radio show while getting live science updates from the streets of New York City. Let's go to... That didn't work. Kendrick in Suffern.
We lost Tiki. We will get Tiki back in one moment.
Kendrick, you bumped off Tiki. My apologies. What's up, man?
No, it's all right. Tommy's got to cash in again, like last opening day. Come on in, Tommy.
Exactly.
So I was actually calling because last week I called in from rock bottom of Mets season, and I actually went Saturday night for the rock bottom that was the first night of WrestleMania. And I thought it was a great show for the 2 days. The one thing, though, that I would say, I have not gone down to Philly for a Mets-Phillies game yet. And it's a great atmosphere for before the event, but getting out of that place was an absolute zoo.
You know what? But think about this, Kendrick, as we deal with this with MetLife Stadium, because I would equate the link to MetLife as this giant football stadium, not a baseball stadium that's 40,000 people. What football stadium is easy to get out of? You know, whether it's MetLife or it's the link, or I went to Gillette a couple of times in New England. Like, when you've got 80,000 people in a stadium and everyone's leaving at around the same time, isn't it all basically a hellhole?
It's never easy. I would just, based off of what I saw, the public transportation in Philly is not what it is in MetLife. And so all the cars trying to get out, and there wasn't direct lines to the freeway or the highways. It was tough, man. So to get an Uber, we went to the casino for an hour and a half just to wait it out a little bit. But even then, everyone was there waiting it out. So that was tough. But I did want to also talk about the Mets, which was a positive this weekend. Because in my last call, I did call out Pete Alonso for big hits. And he had a monster one in that second game, which was awesome to see. Because I really think that helped us, you know, go into Cincinnati with some decent vibes. And Lindor is now hitting a little bit. It would just be nice to see, if I don't know if it's too much to ask, but actually have 9 guys that show up for a game all on the same day.
yes.
And,
yes.
If I could, my whole thing with the Mets, just watching them for the first, you know, 2 weeks again, you know, these next 10 games, and I know it's going to be like this all season, but I said it last week too, you know, if they can get to 4-6, it completely erases those first few games. And we have a totally different.
Oh, I agree. I tell you right now, Kendrick, thanks for the call, and I hope you enjoyed WrestleMania. Go get a split against the Atlanta Braves. We're going to feel very different. By the way, I've got great news, and Tiki and Sean are back on the phone with us. Can you punch them up, because I don't want to screw this up again? There is a picture of Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart looking at the eclipse. They have the glasses on.
Good.
So Josh Hart is following orders from our scientists. He has the glasses on. Now let's go back to the streets of New York City as the eclipse is almost in full effect. Tiki, Sean, we'll start with Tiki. What are you seeing now?
It's getting a lot smaller. I think we're probably 92% or so.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. It got cloudy for a second, so it got obscured. You couldn't really see the sun anymore, but it's now back clear again. I guess it's windy. The wind is blowing the clouds clear, so we have a clear view. Not clear because we're looking through black glasses, but the clear view of the moon starting to completely cover the sun.
Sean, what are you seeing, bro?
Well, I have been pushed a little off to the side. The crowd is growing on the sidewalk predominantly, just forcing people towards the street. I'm the same way as Pete, though. Now it looks like if you had carved out just a lemon skin before doing a little lemon skin. I got a lemon skin through the sky here, but I mean, again, I tell you, you know, you go through some of the great people of all time, Einstein, Newton. I don't know if they could have ever drawn up a picture-perfect moment like this in terms of American history.
I think you mean more like Copernicus, Aristotle.
Right.
Those are the ones you're thinking of, Sean. But you just made me
I'm
want
thinking
a
of
martini.
Somebody.
You just want me. You want a martini with a twist, Sean.
Well,
Yeah, I mean, Tiki, don't get me wrong. I think a lot of these people are going to be headed for martinis after. I still see the woman drinking a Coors Light tall boy. She's having that big time. What a party. I don't know how any business is getting done out here.
Oh, there's no business getting done. This is,
yeah,
you know,
nobody's working.
They talk about the four-day work week.
All right, we're getting there. Hold on. We're getting there.
Okay.
I think we are so close now.
I think we may have it because I see darkness. I mean, not complete, utter darkness, but it is very, very dark looking out the windows right now.
It is much darker than it was, for sure.
Oh, wow.
We are down to about 5% sliver.
Wow.
This looks like a scene out of Ghostbusters, guys.
It really did.
You guys glad you're standing side by side and experiencing this magical moment together?
He actually moved away from me, so he didn't echo into my phone.
Okay.
Well, we're professional.
Sean is a very smart radio man.
Nah, it definitely is.
We don't give him enough credit.
Are cars still driving, or is everybody basically pulled over right now?
Well, I can't see the highway. How's the highway?
I
see a bus. There's a bus going down the road, but I'm assuming that bus driver is focused on getting his kids in this yellow bus to their final destination.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
People still renting city bikes next to me, too. I mean, can we give it 5 minutes, fellas?
How many people do you think are on the streets with you guys right now?
It's probably, how many people here? I mean, it's a good couple hundred.
Wow. My God. Just another excuse for people not to work. That's what this eclipse is.
And I'll say this. We are a block away from Google. I used to only see those people show up to work on Wednesday. Miraculously, everybody decided to come in on a Monday. That seems very obvious.
Of course. What a great opportunity. So we're at probably about 96 to 97% darkness right now, fellas.
That's what it feels like.
Wow.
The sliver is getting very, very small.
Again, if you're in your car right now, keep driving, all right? This is why we're providing live play-by-play, so that you do not stop in the middle of the freaking road and cause craziness. That's why we pay Tiki Barber and Sean Morash the big bucks to be on the side of the road staring into the sky for the first eclipse in, what, 15,000 years?
No.
And Tiki, I don't know if you noticed this, but you know when you draw a picture of the sun and you get, like, those little triangles on the edge, like a cartoonish picture? The moon has covered so much of the sun that we're getting towards the edge now, and now I'm starting to make out like those little points, to the point I don't think they're cartoonish.
I think that really happens on the sun. I gotta tell you, Sean, what I'm actually looking forward to is that once it starts to cross, see the sun start to grow again. Right? We've seen the sun shrink almost to nothing, but eventually it's going to come through and go on the other side, and the sun's going to get big again.
Sean, we know Tiki is an astronomical geek. Can you find yourself becoming more of a science guy once this eclipse is over and you return back to normal life?
You know, Evan, last July, I left CBS Sports Radio, a man stuck in my ways. I entered the month of April here now, a full-blown wrestling and science fan. I don't know if working on the show is done, but times are changing, man. Times are changing.
Wow. This is why you listen to Evan and Tiki, because you're going to hear about sports, but you're going to hear about life. You're going to hear about the other interests that Sean has, that I have. By the way, the cupcake that your mother-in-law made, Sean, unbelievable. Fantastic. I got to give her a shout-out, because I had two of them. I shouldn't have, I did, because it's my birthday, and I said, F it. And I had two. They were delicious, so thank you. But this is
an emotional Tiki Barber on his 49th birthday, folks. And there was one cupcake left. If I could take a rocket and hand it to the moon right now for the job of sun, I'm sure it would love that buttercream icing, Tiki. I'm sure it would.
Well, magical moment right now here on planet Earth. We have the moon moving in front of the sun. We're getting not a complete total eclipse, but about 97% coverage here in the heart of New York City. For those of you listening upstate near Niagara Falls, you're getting the full 100% coverage, but we are getting about 97%, and we're about to hit that peak moment of coverage right now here in New York City. How does it feel, fellas?
It feels amazing. Now, you have the C-SPAN on, right, with NASA TV?
That's right. Yes, you left it on for me. Thank you, Tiki.
And so they have – did they clip to New York, or are they still somewhere in the South?
No, they're in Cleveland, Ohio right now, believe it or not.
Eventually, they'll get to New York, and you'll have the actual countdown, because in the upper left-hand corner on C-SPAN /NASA TV, they have the countdown to totality. We just saw it in Dallas. We had some people text us or or tweet at us from Dallas that they saw it and said it was amazing.
Yep.
So eventually you're going to give us the countdown.
I will give you guys a countdown. Now stay right there. We're going to take a very quick break so we can come back and be live on the air during the complete coverage that we're about to get. You are listening to continuing coverage of, what is this called again?
Solar Eclipse 2024.
Thank you, Loogie.
Just made that up.
Solar Eclipse coverage 2024. All right. Do you feel it? We are a minute away from maximum coverage in New York City. Tiki Barber, Sean Morash on the streets of New York City. Before I give you a countdown, what does that even mean, maximum coverage? Like the most part of the sun will be covered by the moon here in New York City?
Yeah, maximum coverage is it's going to get to 97% or 98%, whatever it is, it's going to be here in Manhattan. And it's here now. And it's interesting because the way that the moon was covering the sun, it's going in an arc. So as opposed to just going across it, you know what I mean? It's kind of going slight. It's like eclipsing it. It's slightly to the side, and there'll be always a sliver visible as it starts to uncover again.
Wow. So how dark is it right now in New York City? Is it like nighttime? How would you describe it?
It's not. It feels like a cloudy day. And it's interesting because Sean and I just said they absolutely could have played a Yankee baseball game today.
You know
would have been fine.
Sean
said, what happens when they hit pop-ups? And that's when you get screwed. Well, somebody's going to be looking up into the eclipse.
I can
maybe burn their retina.
I can now confirm we have maximum coverage here in New York City. It's like New Year's. Yay.
No, the crowd's gone nuts.
Now, what does the crowd do? Are they going to keep watching or are they
done?
No,
they're clapping.
You think they're going back to work, Evan? Come on.
Nobody's going. I mean, is it lunchtime, though? It's past lunchtime.
Nah.
It's like cocktail hour second time lunch. Right now.
Dude, 3:30 in New York City means the day is over. That's basically what it means in New York. Especially if you already went outside, hung out for an hour and a half. I agree with you. The Yankees should have played this game. This would have been some experience for the 45,000 people at Yankee Stadium on a Monday afternoon. Because everybody's outside their offices anyway, staring into the sky.
This is true, but how many of those 40,000 plus at Yankee Stadium would have been looking up at the sun or the moon as opposed to watching the game?
It depends. Are you scoring the game like me? I'm concentrating on the game.
The challenge is that you can't dually use these glasses. So if you're looking at the sun / moon, you can't see the game at all because you're blind.
That is true.
You're blinded by the glasses for seeing regular light.
Wow, sounds like craziness out there. What the hell's going on now?
I think they're beeping toward totality right now. And I just one more... Tiki, look up. It looks like just like a woman's eye had been shut and she used orange eyeliner right now. That's how much the sun is left. This is,
What did you just do? Did you just dump somebody?
I think I heard something bad. People are down there drinking and cursing while Sean's making
nobody's
the Copernicus cursing. Joke for the fifth time.
Nobody's cursing.
Yeah,
it's
Happy New Year.
It's the natural sounds of New York City on a Monday afternoon.
Which is cursing. Everybody telling everybody to go F themselves.
No, it's not.
Come on, Loogie. We're IRL, man. We're in real life.
Well, we still have the FCC.
Yeah, I was going to say the FCC doesn't agree with IRL. All right,
hey,
fellas.
What does everybody think of the eclipse?
Yeah! There you go.
All right, fellas.
Surround sound.
Great job. Now you can come up and get back to work.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Tiki Barber and Sean Morash from the streets of New York City. The sun is now being uncovered. The moon is moving to its right. And we can all get on with our regular lives. By the way, I mean, I hate to be this guy. When I ask Tiki Barber, hey, so what is it like? You know, is it pitch black out? Like, what does it feel like? And the answer to be, it's just a cloudy day. If it's just a cloudy day, why the hell did we all get so nuts about this? I mean, if at the end of the day, it was a normal cloudy, how did it feel? That was a cloudy day. We get cloudy days all the time in New York City.
Gotta be honest with you, Ev. We're here in the studios. We had the sort of the blind open there for a little bit. This feels like a fart of church.
I agree.
Seem like a big deal. And I'm not even being a Debbie Downer because I wasn't outside. This felt like a nothing burger to
me. Because what I guess I'm envisioning, and I saw this on C-SPAN, is complete darkness. Like, it's pitch black, like it's the middle of the night. It got dark. It got dark like it was a cloudy day. It got dark like there were rain clouds nearby. Now, I appreciate Tiki and Sean's enthusiasm, and I thought the coverage was, you know, well done. It was for you. It was for the audience. But I'm sorry. Like, sitting here in our ivory tower, it felt like nothing. It felt like it was a cloudy day and everybody's freaking out for an excuse to not work.
I'm being told by other eyewitnesses that went downstairs that work here that it was, in fact, cool. I don't think it was. It doesn't seem like it was cool at all. I think when we had the wildfires from Canada, it was cooler. That was more like end of the world. Like you said, this was a cloudy day. By the way, Tiki's saying it's cold outside. He can't sit during a Yankee game when it's cold, but he can watch the eclipse during the cold weather.
That's
very
right.
Interesting. Very fascinating.
I do feel bad, though. Like, when Tiki comes back, he's going to be so excited about what he saw. And that's why I'm letting it out of my system now that this whole thing was a nothing burger. I agree with you, Loogie. But when he comes back in, I'm going to be like, oh, it was amazing.
Oh, we
bro!
Have to pretend when he gets up here?
I think we do.
I don't know. Well, it's like a birthday present almost.
Well, did you hear how excited he was?
He said he was watching videos of Neil deGrasse Tyson all weekend long.
Yeah.
He was so excited. He's such a science geek.
Well, to give you the wrestling analogy, let's say my son loved WrestleMania and I thought it stunk. Would I ruin his love for it by saying, well, they booked it all terribly, it was awful? No, I would play into it and say it was awesome. For Sean, I don't care as much, but for Tiki, he's such a science guy that when he comes into this studio with that smile and that enthusiasm, I'm going to be like, dude, I'm so jealous. That was awesome. You got to see the moon get in front of the sun. That's so badass. But the truth is, between me and you and the audience right now, waste of time.
I agree. And you're right. Tiki is whimsical about this. It's childlike. It's like you on opening day. It's actually the same thing. I'm surprised Spike didn't say Tiki had to be back here by 3:30 and give him an ultimatum.
Well, you know the way it
is. It's okay when you're a former NFL player and the all-time leading rusher for the Giants. I guess the rules don't apply to him, number one. I think you're onto something here. I think we have to be very nice to Tiki and say, man, wish we were down there when we don't care at all.
Yeah, I'm going to say that was the most amazing thing ever. Let's hear from you, and then we'll get back to the sports, including today being a significant anniversary in the annals of sports. Let's go to Nick in Huntington, New York. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going? I'm looking up at this eclipse, and no one's mentioning that I get these three words, dogs, dudes, and damage. No one else is seeing this?
Oh, man, see, we should have been outside. We would have seen this. Did you notice that? It says dogs, dudes, and damage in the sky.
Now the sky's stealing my shtick?
Here's the question.
Mother Nature, we got a problem here.
Is Mother Nature quoting the Yankees or the Knicks?
The Knicks, because that's the only thing to quote, because it's a Nick thing.
Let's go to Chris in Seagirt, New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Well, I think they couldn't play the Yankee game because they would have felt the outfielders would have been looking like Bernard Gilkey, you know, watching the thing come down in the... Men in Black.
You know what, though? Here's my question to that. Would they really? Like, if there's a fly ball into the outfield, and all of a sudden, you know, Alex Verdugo looks to the sky, isn't he just going to think it's a cloudy day? Like, that's all it's really going to be. Now, the crowd will be distracted. I give you that. Most people are not glued to every pitch of a baseball game the way I am. So, yeah, I think the crowd would ooh and ah in the midst of the game. But do we really think that on a fly ball to the outfield, Alex Verdugo is going to be confused by a baseball in the air? It's just going to be dark and the lights are going to be on.
And let's be honest. We just all lived that and experienced together. It was like 5 minutes. They could have taken a break. They could have taken a timeout. Everybody could have watched it, and then they could have continued the game during the peak of it.
Now, let me give you the truth, because I mentioned this on Friday, and I speculated on Friday, but I know the truth. The Marlins are just big babies. That's all it comes down to. Tiki, that was amazing! Bro! Loogie and I were just talking about it. We are so jealous that you guys were able to see this incredible thing, such as the moon floating in front of the sun, man.
Yes. Totally.
I'm glad I went down.
Yeah.
I am so glad I decided, you let me go down, Evan.
I don't let you do anything. I just thought it was the right thing to do. So you guys had a good time down there.
We did. There was a lot of people down there that were enjoying the festivities of watching the moon cover the sun. And it's cool. I was trying to think of where we were doing the last time this happened. Because it happened 7 years ago.
I do remember it. I was up at the Finger Lakes that time, like 2018 or 2017, because I know my oldest was very, very young.
It was 2017.
Yeah.
But was I working? I don't know what I was doing.
It was the summer.
Or why I didn't pay attention to it.
You may have been working and not even realized it.
I think you're right. It wasn't as big a deal made out of it as it was today, but that was fun.
Yeah, it was awesome. Oh, God, man.
And it did get colder because I got chilly. I wasn't cold when I came this morning.
Right.
I was chilly as that wow. as the moon started to
come.
Sun's
being blocked. Lugie and I were just talking. We're like, man, I can't believe we missed this.
One of my biggest life regrets was not being down there with us.
Oh, man. Because like we have to wait like another 5,000 years.
No, you don't.
No. I'll tell you this. You missed that. This goes up there with Tyrese catching my kids being born. Like, it was that cool to see in person.
All right. I, you know what? You got to stop.
What do you mean?
You're putting this up there with Tyree's catch and your kids being born?
I've never done, like, a science thing like that. That's you never see that.
Science thing.
Let's go to Dan in Lafayette. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
We're good.
Amazing.
They just had a religious experience. They're doing great.
I see that. Tiki, I'm glad you got to see that. That was actually pretty cool.
I loved it, man. I'm glad I went down. It was cool.
Absolutely.
There was some guy that was listening to us on the truck, and he's in his truck, and he stopped. He's like, oh, I'm right here.
<That's>
we took a picture with him.
I really think they should have held that baseball game because, I mean, you could have a 10-minute intermission. They could have aired it on TV. All the fans there. They could have made a thing out of it. Man,
oh, completely.
Awesome.
I honestly think the only issue would have been pop-ups.
Oh, there's no issue. It's a pop-up. You look in the sky, it's cloudy. Like, what do you think's going to happen?
No, my eyes are ringing from the glasses right
now. Yeah.
That's because you're wearing glasses. Alex Verdugo's not wearing glasses on a pop-up.
But we'd be wearing... If you're not wearing glasses and you just happen to look, it's going to blind you.
Oh, would it really?
Not blind you, but you know what I mean. It would cause you to, like, get lost.
In all seriousness, have you ever met a person blinded by an eclipse?
No.
Because it doesn't exist.
I don't think it's ever happened.
Exactly. It hasn't happened.
Unless someone was, you know... tied down and forced to keep their eyes open.
Listen,
that's the only way that would happen.
The reason the Yankees didn't play a game today at 2:00 was because the Miami Marlins are giant babies. We know that. We as Met fans already knew that. But you have now been introduced to the world of the Marlins of babies. They played a game yesterday. They didn't want to come to New York and deal with an afternoon game. And so they pushed the game back to 6:00. Now, the players are on the field looking at the eclipse. Like, I've already seen pictures of guys at Yankee Stadium and a few people that went there early. Maybe you're listening right now in your earbuds. And that's a pretty cool experience to be sitting in a baseball stadium and just staring up and seeing this badass eclipse. So that would have been cool. But what can you do? The Miami Marlins are giant, whiny babies.
At least they finally won a game.
That's true. By the way, that's good news for the Yankees. You did not want these bastards coming in here for the season. I thought about that yesterday as they were beating up on the Cardinals. I said, you know what? This is good news for the Yankees. You don't want them coming in on a, you know, I guess it would have been 0-10 or 0-9.
0-9.
Because they're 1-9 now.
No, that would have been 10.
Or 10.
It would have been 0-10.
You know why they wanted the game moved? The Marlins?
Why?
Are you going to make a joke or is there something interesting?
Why don't you just let it happen and you could react?
Okay, go ahead.
Because fish can't swim in the dark.
Oh, shut up. Very nice. That's a great job by you. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's go to Eddie in Livingston, New Jersey. What's up, Eddie?
I kind of like that one.
Hey, what's up, Evan and Tiki?
What's up? All's good, Eddie.
All right, so three points I wanted to bring out. One, I don't have the glasses to look at the eclipse, but the cloud cover is kind of a blessing because if you get a little cloud cover, you could actually look up at the sun and see part of the eclipse without being blinded.
Yeah, but it's not as cool. The glasses make it really cool though, because you can see it. I'm sure it does.
I'm sure the coolest part is probably the darkness setting over. That's one of the cooler parts.
Yeah, I thought to me the coolest part would be it's the middle of a sunny day and all of a sudden it's pitch black for 15 minutes. Like that to me would be badass. And we never got pitch black. We just got like it was cloudy.
It got like it was a heavy cloud over the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, the second point I wanted to make is, you know, I don't hear the nominees for the Pulse of the People this year. And I think, you know, Tiki wanting to go out with the rest of the city exemplifies why he should be one of the nominees this year.
Of course.
So
let me ask you a question.
Celebrating with all the lower Manhattanites who were not working either.
Let me ask you this.
I was working.
Eddie,
again,
I want your...
multitasking.
No, you did a great job. Eddie, I want your opinion on this. I'm offering no opinion myself, just asking you a question. What do you think is more Pulse of the People worthy? Putting your job on the line to go to Mets opening day or going downstairs to stare at the freaking sun for 15 minutes in Manhattan? You tell me. I don't know.
I will say this now. I am a believer that opening day is a little overrated. But to put your job on the line for something that you believe like that, I have to commend.
Oh.
And I got to give it to Evan for going to the opening day.
Yeah,
so,
I probably would too.
You know what, Evan? Maybe you should be nominated as well. Just there with Tiki.
That was a trick question, Eddie. Because in my opinion, I think Tiki's more man of the people. And I'll tell you why. There was only 40,000 people that went to opening day and they all regret it. The people that went to the streets of New York City to stare into the sky, they all loved it and had a great time.
Right.
So you made the better decision.
And their bosses probably went with them.
That is true.
Absolutely true.
That is true. Any excuse to not work these days. That's where we are. It was so funny is, as you're doing this, my wife is texting me. And you know how, like, sometimes your wife will text you, and they're not saying anything, but you can just read through the text what they're thinking? Yes. And what I got from my wife was almost disgust that I didn't go outside and watch the eclipse.
Oh, really? Oh.
And I felt judged, almost like my wife was thinking, let me get this straight. Opening day. All right. You go fight with your programs or you go crazy. But here's something beautiful with our sun and moon. And you aren't even moving your ass. Because after I said, no, I can't. Like, I'm working. My wife's like, well, you're going to have to wait another decade. And I'm like, what's going on? Am I being judged right now?
Yes, she was definitely judging
you. So I think my wife was judging me.
Then what would we have done? We would have
the Sterling montage, 24 minutes.
Well, I could have talked on the radio, too. But
Lukey could have talked for an hour.
Here's my thing on that, and this is not against your wife. You shouldn't have to be into it just because everyone else is into it. Well, you have to conform to the solar eclipse, so she's guilting you. You're not interested in it. And when Evan's not interested in something, he doesn't do it.
Well, first of all, I was interested in it.
No, you weren't, because you would have went downstairs.
No, I wouldn't have. This show very seriously.
I take the show seriously as well.
I wasn't saying
I went and did the show from the, on the street.
I could have had all three of you on the phone, and then I would have just played Traffic Cop. We could have done that.
Well, or we could have played the John Sterling clips. In fact, speaking of John Sterling, is this a new home run call? Can you play this one? This is yesterday's Grand Slam home run by Giancarlo Stanton. And it feels like John gave us something a little bit new. Hmm. You tell me. Here's the call.
And the pitch hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Non dimentica. That ball sure traveled far. Giancarlo. He hits a grand slam deep in the left field seat.
I love it. Is that new?
I've never heard that one.
Is that new, Sean?
It is not new.
He's done that one before?
Yes.
But he usually does, Ogan Parlo, Masha Shaparlo.
So, much like the Sterling-isms, he has two for Giancarlo. Usually they go together. He does the song, does the, you know, it's a 3-2 homer. Giancarlo, no stay puel, do parlo, whatever.
Oh, so he does both of them usually?
He does both, just like a lot of guys have two signature calls, but that song. I don't know. This weekend, though, Giancarlo hit two home runs, and he used one for each of them. Well, so I don't know if he's just splitting hairs.
Well, I like it. I love when John sings. And just found out some news about John Sterling from Andrew Marchand that John is not feeling well. He's under the weather, so he's actually not going to broadcast today and tomorrow. And then the finale of this series, the great Justin Shackle will fill in. Our buddy Emmanuel Barbari will also get a game. So best wishes to John Sterling. He is the voice of the New York Yankees, and he actually makes me very happy. And John Sterling also does something really weird to me and Sean. I don't know if you know about this, Tiki.
I don't.
So a couple days ago, I was just sleeping, just having a good time, you know, passed out.
Uh-huh.
And about 1 a.m., I woke up in a cold sweat, wanting to know how John Sterling handled the fact that the pitcher was hitting at the end of the Yankee Diamondback.
Yes, we talked about this last week.
So I immediately got up, I go to my MLB app, I'm like, boom, I got to hear what John had to say, and we heard it. I found out that over the weekend, Sean Morash had the same thing. He was sleeping, and in the middle of the night, what happened, Sean?
Not the same circumstance, right?
No, it was 2:30. I woke up, shot out of bed like Don't Wake Daddy, and screamed, Harrison Bader, I'm just wild about Harry. Which meant, of course, that we played that Sterling montage the day before opening day. We had 24 minutes of every Sterling home run call, but it hit me.
That was like a week ago.
Week and a half later, at 2:30 in the morning, it registered in my brain. We forgot Harrison Bader.
Huh.
And did we forget Harrison Bader?
Yes, we did.
Whose fault is that?
It's actually my fault.
How's it your fault?
Because Lou Gower left me assigned on only the guys that played the last 2 years that he did not have archived, and I completely forgot because he wasn't a current Yankee about Harrison Bader.
There you go. So John Sterling causes me and Sean Morash to wake up in cold sweats in the middle of the night because we're thinking about him.
So did you wake up in a cold sweat?
I don't know if it was a cold sweat. I just woke up like bewildered. I got anxious. Like I was going to get in trouble at work. And we forgot about Harrison
Bader. Your heart was pounding. But then how did you confirm that we didn't do Harrison Bader?
Oh, I have the clip saved.
So you went and listened to all of them?
Yeah, I went down. I sat on the throne. And I listened to 24 minutes. And at 3 in the morning, I went back to bed. And I was like, damn, we missed Bader.
I'm still convinced that's one of our finest moments, listening to 24 minutes straight of John Sterling. We'll come right back. We'll get back to your calls. We'll honor a great moment in sports history. And coming up at 4 o'clock, a big update on something programming-wise we'll be doing over the next few weeks that we look forward to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.